With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montana passed a sobering milestone today, crossing 200 deaths in the state since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The state reports 206 have died because of COVID-19. That's a 230% increase over the 60 deaths reported at the end of July. State data Friday also showed more than 700 new confirmed cases, bringing the statewide total of people who have been infected since the start of the pandemic to over 17,000. This is the second day this week that the number of new cases has exceeded the 700 mark. Yellowstone and Flathead counties each have over 1,000 active cases. Cascade and Missoula counties each have more than 500 active cases. Firefighters on the 3,900-acre Yogo Fire in the Little Belt Mountains are preparing to face another red flag warning on Saturday, with forecasted hot temperatures, low humidity, and strong gusty winds in central Montana. 4 helicopters and 127 firefighting personnel continue to work the north and south ends of the fire to prevent spread towards the recreational structures in the Middle Fork and Dry Wolf Creek areas. Air tankers are stemming the fire's growth in the Elk Creek and Appraisal Ridge areas. The Yogo Fire is 0% contained, and the cause is under investigation. The 3,400-acre Burley Fire, burning in Powder River County, is now 70% contained. The fire, which began on private land 11 miles west of Broadus, is burning in timber and short grass. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Yellowstone National Park has reported it had the most ever September visitors. The increase contrasts sharply with May, when visitation rates were 90% lower compared to the same month last year. The park recorded about 837,000 visits in September, a rate 21% higher than September 2019. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported that Yellowstone's roughly 8-week closure due to the coronavirus pandemic means totals are still down 11% from the same time last year. A 3-year-old in Yellowstone National Park today was life-flighted to the burn center at Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center after falling into a thermal feature. A Yellowstone press release said the child ran off a trail near Midway Geyser Basin, slipped, and fell into scalding water. The 3-year-old received second-degree burns to the lower body and back. The incident is under investigation. This is the second significant thermal injury this year. In May, a visitor who illegally entered the park during a shutdown caused by the novel coronavirus fell into a thermal feature at Old Faithful while backing up to take photos. Park officials say visitors must always remain on boardwalks and trails and exercise extreme caution around thermal features. U.S. wildlife officials are withdrawing proposed protections for the snow-loving wolverine. The move comes after government biologists determined the rare and elusive predator is not as threatened by climate change as once thought. A prior attempt to withdraw proposed protections was blocked by a judge in Montana who pointed to evidence from government scientists that the species was, quote, squarely in the path of climate change, unquote. But officials say new research shows enough snow will persist at high elevations for wolverines to build their dens in the mountain snowfields. Wildlife advocates say they expect to challenge the decision in court. The University of Montana will start processing COVID-19 tests for the state health department next week as Montana continues to see a surge in cases of the virus. Edward O'Brien reports.
The University of Montana's Genomics Core Lab, which normally assists other campus research projects, will now exclusively focus on COVID testing. Test results will be sent to the state health department. The lab will initially process 20 to 80 tests daily, with most of those coming from the UM campus. Within a few weeks, the lab expects to get new equipment that will enable it to crank out 200 to 400 statewide tests daily. Montana National Guard Adjutant General Matt Quinn chairs the state's COVID-19 task force and toured UM's lab today.
So as they build that capacity, it's important. But even today, if they can do 80 tests, that's 80 citizens of Montana that are able to get their tests faster than they would have otherwise.
According to analysis from Johns Hopkins University, recent COVID-19 tests of Montanans have come back positive more than 9% of the time. The World Health Organization says positive rates should remain under 5%. Johns Hopkins researchers say a positive rate over the 5% threshold means more testing should probably be done. UM President Seth Bodner.
We have this infrastructure here, and we have brilliant researchers across different disciplines that are able to use these really unique and valuable assets for different types of research. And when we see something emerge, like coronavirus, we're able to say, okay, we've got these instruments in place, we've got the expertise in place, we can help address that problem.
UM is also conducting COVID-19 research. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
This is MTPR.